On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a title given to persons of great holiness, virtue, or benevolence, often by church canonization. The appellation can also refer to persons who are in heaven or who are members of certain groups. Whatever the case, Bluegrass Land is full of them. I'm Dave Higgs, and in honor of St. Patrick's Day, with the always superlative assistance of such folks as Will Maring, Dan Prairie, Sam Hill, and the Marksman Quartet, we'll be looking at all manner of saints. Coming up this, may the Irish hills caress you. May your lakes and rivers bless you. May the luck of the Irish enfold you. May the blessings of St. Patrick behold you. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Jack Straw will launch our parade of saints with St. Eleanor, the Queen of England, who became a nun after the death of her husband, King Henry III, in 1273. This comes from the Picklethon Music Festival CD, a compilation of tunes waxed at the annual Roots Music Festival in Happy Valley, Oregon.
Oh, when I look back and wonder what else my life could have been. Oh, if I would have stayed on the mountain, but I was only a kid. She was just a few years older, but it seemed like a lifetime to me. All the winters were full of her beauty, and Georgia's a fine place to be. Well, she always comes in November with a wreath of flowers on her door. Say a prayer if you remember, first soul to Saint Eleanor. If I take a walk down the river, I might see peace where she gone, where she lay down in the snow and died so many years ago. Well, she always comes in November with a wreath of flowers on her door. Say a prayer if you remember, first soul Saint Eleanor.
Time on earth shall be no more. Fire and brimstone showering down and melting like with snow. What will you have to offer then to a dying soul? I'm giving up the chance to die and spend eternity in hell, burning in a lake of fire. I think God has made a way that I might escape. By the living grace of God, I shall see His face. There's not a just man up on earth that doeth good and sinneth not. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
but life would be too dull for you.
Everything you offer me don't mean nothing to my heart. Far from sin, I've been set free. Praise the Lord, I'm a-going home, ever to rejoice. Take the world and get behind. I have found the peace of mind. Every lasting joy is mine. Jesus is my choice.
The Whitstein Brothers with Satan and the Saint from their Sing Gospel Songs of the Leuven CD. And the Saint isn't buying any of Satan's lies. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, giving you a hearty welcome to Bluegrass Breakdown, in a program that will be filled to the brim with saints, prompted by the raucous and joyous celebration of St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick was a 5th century Christian missionary, Ireland's patron saint, but he's not the only saint that has made his way into the annals of Bluegrassdom. We'll be looking at many of them in more or less alphabetical order, beginning with the mother of Mary and grandmother of Jesus, according to New Testament Apocrypha. The great fiddle tune bearing her name may date as far back as the Renaissance, but no one knows for sure. What is known is that Quebec fiddler Joseph Allard popularized the tune in the 1930s, and it soon became a staple of both French-Canadian and American fiddlers, so much so that musicians began adding words to the tune. This is Will Maring singing A Dance to the St. Anne's Reel.
With his case in hand, he gazed to the west at a strange new land. He hummed an old tune that his grandpa sang, a tune called the St. Anne's Reel. The work was hard and the days were long, but the land was their own and it made them strong. The work's all done, roll the rug to the wall for a dance to the St. Anne's Reel. So get out your fiddle and the mandolin, toe to heel to a tune like it's always been. Take a peck on the cheek as he takes her hand for a dance to the St. Anne's Reel. The shuffle of her shoes on the wooden floor as he twirled to a tune from another shore. A song come down from the days of yore. It's a tune called the St. Anne's Reel. A son now old who rests on the bench as his own son holds the hand of the girl with the hair of gold for a dance to the St. Anne's Reel. The strange new land is home, sweet home, and no one recalls where the tune came from. They still gather round when the work's all done for a dance to the St. Anne's Reel. So get out your fiddle and the mandolin, toe to heel like it's always been. Take a peck on the cheek as he takes her hand for a dance to the St. Anne's Reel. The shuffle of the shoes on the wooden floor as they twirl to a tune from another shore. A song come down from the days of yore. It's a tune called the St. Anne's Reel. A song come down from the days of yore, and it's still called the St. Anne's Reel.
Thank you.
Will Maring singing her A Dance to the St. Anne's Reel from her Roan Pony disc, The Turning of a Century. Will writes, quote, I wanted somehow to pay tribute to a phenomenon that fascinates me, end of quote. There's nothing quite like a sweet tune at a dance to stir the emotions. St. Augustine was one of the most influential fathers of the early Christian church, mainly for his writings on salvation and divine grace. He was bishop of Hippo Regius, located in Numidia, a Roman province in Africa. He's the patron saint of brewers, printers, theologians, a number of cities and dioceses, as well as the saint you call upon for help to alleviate your sore eyes. The oldest continuous city in the U.S., founded in 1565, St. Augustine, Florida, bears his name. Town Mountain will pick St. Augustine from their Southern Crescent CD, and while it's a bit of a stretch, Beppe Gambetta and Patty Larkin will team up on one of Patty's tunes, St. Augustine, recorded in Beppe's hometown of Genova, Italy.
Will you tell me, love man, I'm all right? Simple as that, like the tail of a kite. And the old legionnaires were the smart from fight. On the streets of St. Augustine, where the sun was in a bad mood in a cold winter sky. Look of surprise, and me, I'm walking the cobblestone like a poet or a spy on the streets of St. Augustine. California.
sheriffs and I'll chase you someday to the fountain of youth on the edge of the bay. But for now I just wanna carry away to the streets of St. Augustine. Well, they burned down the town in the name of the king, divided it up for diamonds and rings. Now they're telling the singers there's no place to sing on the streets of St. Augustine. On the palm of the wind, and now he's gone off to Cuba, that Canadian, from the streets of St. Augustine. And you can run from the pocket of a comfortable hat, put your soul in a suitcase and travel in. I'm lucky if you finally stand on the streets of St. Augustine. Will you tell me you love me and I'm all right? Simple as that, like the tail of a kite. I close my eyes and we're walking tonight. St. Augustine.
Bepi Gambetta and Patty Larkin singing St. Augustine from Bepi's CD, live at the Teatro della Corte, featuring a variety of tunes recorded live during Bepi's acoustic nights between 2001 and 2010. And Town Mountain was on the front end, picking St. Augustine as heard on their Southern Crescent release. That one was written by their fiddler, Bobby Britt. It may be a tune from the Renaissance, an old Irish or Shetland reel, or something else entirely, but whatever it is or was, it's now known as the king of all the French Canadian fiddle tunes. Dan Crary will take us on through our break with a little bit more of the St. Anne's Reel, rendered on his Sugar Hill CD, Jammed If I Do. I'm Dave Higgs, and the Saints will continue marching in immediately following our forthcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
We're back with three tunes about St. Croix, which is French for Holy Cross. First tune is an instrumental honoring the St. Croix River, a 160-mile-long tributary of the Mississippi, which forms part of the border between Wisconsin and Minnesota. We'll then follow that with two numbers referencing St. Croix, the island, the largest of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Electricity that carry on our armament and lead us to all torment and keep us who we really want to be. Like a beautiful night in the St. Croix Hills, we're falling in love. Do what you will, like kissing back waters, watch the sun go down. All I know is that the world goes round. Darker than the rest. We're crashing a car, don't feel good enough. Hit the bottle, just don't hurt enough. And unfortunately, tomorrow'll be on time. Like a beautiful night in the St. Croix Hills, we're falling in love. Do what you will, like kissing in the backwaters, watch sun go down. All I know is that the world goes brown. Time flowed through the lows, rights of the land. And carry me on to summer's day where everything goes my way and around the bend the moment fits the name. Like a beautiful night in the St. Croix Hills, falling in love, too much you will. I kiss the backwaters, watch the sun go down. All I know is that the world goes round. Hills are falling in love, do what you will. I kiss in the backwaters, watch sun go down. All I know is that the world goes round, and all I know is that the world goes round.
Scott Freeman and Edwin Lacey, known collectively as Siamese Cousins, because their music blends so well that they consider themselves joined at the frets, they gave us an island-tinged Bowl St. Croix, as rendered on their Two Chairs, No Waiting project. Horseshoes and Hand Grenades were in the middle with St. Croix Hills from their CD, This Old Town. And Kimmel, Rosenstein and Company began the fray with St. Croix Passage, as heard on their Copper Creek album, Rambling Away. Just when you thought it was relatively safe to get back into the water, here's a song about a saint of a whole different ilk. This is Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer with Farewell to St. Dolores from their Tanglewood Tree outing.
Can you stay until tomorrow? There is no one here to save. Can you stay until tomorrow? There is no one here to save. So spoke our Lady of Eternal Sorrow from the shelter of her cave. In a carriage of white linen, in her bed beneath a carriage of white linen, in her bed beneath the stairs. She took me to the Jesse House of Women and sanctified me there.
Saints and Pilgrims' way.
The Marksman Quartet sing about the way to everlasting life in Saints and Pilgrim's Way on their Rural Rhythms CD, This Is My Crowd. And Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer were immediately prior with Farewell to St. Dolores, as rendered on their Tanglewood Tree release. I'm not quite sure what that song's about, but I have my suspicions. There are a number of folks called St. Charles, but the best known is Charles Borromeo, an Italian cardinal canonized by Pope Paul V in 1606. St. Charles was responsible for many reforms in the Catholic Church, including the founding of seminaries for the education of priests. I'm not sure what St. Charles Sam Hill had in mind with their instrumental St. Charles, but we'll play it in honor of Charles Borromeo, and we'll head all the way through our break on the back thereof. Dave Higgs promising another riveting segment where we'll be paying tribute to St. Helena, St. James, and St. Genevieve, the other side of our Lumen Break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with Uncle Earl in tow to sing about Boney on the Isle of St. Helena. After his defeat at Waterloo, Napoleon Bonaparte was sent by the British to one of the most remote islands on the planet to spend the remaining 6 years of his life in exile. Uncle Earl notes that, quote, Beethoven originally dedicated his Third Symphony to Napoleon, but when the French general decided to crown himself emperor, Beethoven tore up the dedication. The hopeful idealism of the early years of Bonaparte's reign helps explain why so many songs were written to mark its eventual excess and failure.
Mm-hmm. Bonaparte is away from his wars and his fighting. He has gone to a place he can take no delight in. He may sit there and dwell on the glories he's seen. Oh, while alone, he remains on the Isle of St. Helena. No more in St. Cloud he'll be seen in such splendor, or go on with his wars like the great Alexander. He sees his victories and how fleeting they all were, while his eyes are on the waves that surround St. Helena. Oh, Louise, she weeps for her husband's departing, and she dreams when she sleeps, and she wakes brokenhearted. Not a friend to console her in the past, there were so many. Now alone she does mourn when she thinks of St. Helena.
Thank you. so I don't even try. Take me up to heaven through a hole in the sky. A hole in the sky. I live on old St. Helens. Don't think that I don't know. I live on old St. Helens, and it's about.
Talking about being at the wrong place at the wrong time, the Hunger Mountain Boys singing about living on the slopes of Mount St. Helens in 1980, site of the most economically destructive volcanic event in U.S. history. That was Mount St. Helens, taken from the duo's Old Fi Project 3. The volcano was named after Lord St. Helens, a British diplomat and friend of explorer George Vancouver, who surveyed the area in the late 18th century. And Uncle Earl preceded the boys with Boney on the Isle of St. Helena, as grabbed from their rounder disc, Waterloo, Tennessee. St. Helena was named after Helena, a Greek who was the mother of and a huge influence on Roman Emperor Constantine the Great. Between 326 and 328 AD, she traveled to the Holy Land, founding churches, establishing relief agencies, and discovering remnants of the three crosses used at the crucifixion of Jesus. You're hearing about Napoleon, windswept godforsaken islands, Beethoven's Third Symphony, volcanic eruptions, fate, regret, and such, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. St. James was the son of Zebedee, brother of John, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, traditionally considered the first apostle to be martyred. He's the patron saint of Spain, often referred to as Santiago. The song St. James Infirmary goes back to a 19th century English song called The Unfortunate Rake. The title may reference St. James Hospital in London, which treated lepers. The song has many variations and floating verses galore and has been recorded by hundreds, most famously by Louis Armstrong in 1928. Here's Doc Watson singing the song in 1992 on his Remembering Merle project.
I went down to that St. James Infirmary, heard my baby groan. Nobody there could cheer me, 'cause I know that she'd soon be gone. And as I stood there grieving, my heart felt just like lead, knowing that she'd soon be leaving, and wishing it was me instead. Then I went out to old Joe's barroom. All the boys were there. Nobody understood my troubles, 'cause nobody seemed to care. Then I went back to the St. James Infirmary. All was still. Last night, there was my baby on a long white table. She was pale and cold and white. I put my hand on her pretty face, felt cold like marble stone, and I know that no woman could ever take her place. Lord, and it made me feel so alone. might be. If she'd looked this wide world over, she'd have never found a friend like me. Give me my box back coat and my button shoes when you lay me down to sleep. Put a pad hand of cards up in my lapel. Set my old guitar right down by my feet. I went down to that St. James infirmary. Heard my baby groan. Nobody there could cheer me, 'cause I knew that she'd soon.
Doc Watson singing St. James Infirmary from his Sugar Hill release, Remembering Merle. Well, that's just about going to wrap up this first installment on the Saints of Bluegrass Land. We'll revisit the subject a little later on down the road, but we'll leave it to Allison Brown to take us on out of here with her original, St. Genevieve. Genevieve became known as the patron saint of Paris after she helped avert an attack on the city by Attila the Hun and prevented famine by running a blockade of the city with boatloads of grain. And on that high, happy, St. Genevieve is usually depicted as a shepherdess, holding a candle, a book, or a torch. Time to note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, some are hard, some are easy, some are trivial, some have eternal implications, and life is all about living with the consequences of them. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of the Kruger Brothers, the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and David Greer, we'll be looking at choices on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.